Hello everyone, welcome to the world of App Station here on Anchor. My name's Francesco and I'm the host here on the world of App Station. And what we do in this few segments every single day is cover applications that you guys can use in your daily routine. Now there are a lot of different apps, their lifestyle, their productivity, and their fitness applications. They're all kind of applications that you can use in your daily routine to be a little more efficient and work in a better way, whether that's on your personal or professional life. So what we're going to be doing in today's segments is really focusing on something that launched last week. Now, I did cover a few launches last week of things like Things 3, which launched is a new to-do list application that has become very popular. And what I wanted to talk about today was another launch that happened last week, which was Microsoft's OneNote. And for those who don't know, OneNote is a note-taking application that many people use to clip notes across their day, whether it's inside of email or whether it's their own personal notes. Directly into OneNote, you can capture all of those moments, all of those images, files and documents, etc. So what we're going to do in today's segments is talk about their most recent redesign of some of their functions inside the application. We're going to talk about why that's beneficial for you, how you can be using it, and a few other things. Anyway guys, I hope you enjoy today's segments. Let's jump straight in. Now, for those who don't know, OneNote, again, is a note-taking application. Many people use it in a college, university situation, and many academics and professionals use it to capture notes across their day. Now, OneNote is one of the most popular ones because it integrates with one of the existing applications that Microsoft owns, which is Office. So you can actually pull in Excel, Outlook, anything inside of Outlook, and also clip anything inside of Outlook. So you connecting your OneNote account actually connects to all of your Outlook accounts too, and Office accounts as well. So you've got that sort of seamless ability and integrations as you go across your day. Now, as I was saying, it is very popular with students, so they have collaborative notebooks so that you can share with your class members. And there's even a teacher function which allows you to centralize all of your content in one library. Now, if you're sort of regular note taker who just sort of picks up their notes and sort of dumps them in as they go, then again, this is a great solution. The cool thing about OneNote is you've got many different features. For example, you can draw using your fingertip or stylus, any sort of shapes and images and colors so that you can visually represent something. It could be absolutely anything. You can also do that with graphs as well. So that's quite a nice function. And what's really beneficial for those who like sort of accessing it everywhere is it is pretty much everywhere. It's one of those very cross-platform experiences. So you've got on Windows, you've got desktop, tablet, and phone, so you've got them all available. So if you're using a Surface or a regular Windows PC, you can get it. On Apple, you can use it on Mac, iPad, iPhone, and Apple Watch as well to access all of the notes. Android the same, it's tablet, phone, and your Android Wear. And on web, you've got it on all devices, and you've even got a Chromebook application, which is pretty handy. Now, I always recommend OneNote alongside of Evernote as one of the better experiences. And the real benefit of everything is that you can just, if you want to move over from Evernote, you can actually sync everything from there. However, let's jump into a few of the functions and a few of the changes that OneNote has made to the experience. So as many people know, you can do a lot of different things inside of OneNote. You can even clip images, clip documents, and also just organize your notebooks using a very efficient stacking system. It's very similar to the way that you'd organize a folder inside of Evernote. So being able to use OneNote in the same context as Evernote is really cool. So what they've done in the last week is they've totally redesigned. And the idea behind the redesign was you had more of a sort of messy experience across Windows, Mac, iOS, and Android, and also the web. The design didn't really sit consistently. So what they've done with it is they've sort of cleaned it up. They've made the top bar a little cleaner. They've brought the notebook design out of the sort of navigation drawer a little cleaner, and they've made the top bar a little more accessible for accessing things like formatting. So they've actually just adapted the experience but made it so consistent so that whenever you're jumping across devices, you can quickly snap and be able to continue with the same experience. So that's one of the many benefits of the new OneNote design. They've added a few functionality changes, an accessibility changes, so you can actually adapt the keyboard shortcuts a little more efficiently, and they've made it easier for OneNote readers that are visually impaired to use the experience. So the whole experience itself, all of the new functions and features, all of the new adaptations for the consistency on different devices are rolling out over the next, I think it's few weeks that they've announced. So you're going to be getting this in about 1 to 2 weeks time. And the experience itself seems to be really good. I've been able to play around with a bit of the preview and see some of the images early on, and the experience does look much more refined. And they're really pushing their efforts to try and combat the likes of Evernote, who are slowly growing due to the fact that they've really advanced all of their stuff. So what we're going to be doing in the next segments is really talking about the web clipper inside of OneNote, which is one of the features that many people disregard, but it's actually a really handy function. So the final thing I wanted to mention about OneNote was that you can save any email to OneNote by sending it to your me@onenote.com address. So what you first need to do is choose your email address, so set up your email using OneNote so that it correlates to it. You can choose the destination of the default folder, and then from there you can just send an email to me@onenote to save it directly into OneNote so that you can access all of the emails you saved in OneNote from any of your devices. So that's pretty handy for many different reasons. You could clip trip confirmations, any quick notes to yourselves, receipts, and other important emails. I always find this function easy in Evernote to use, and I know that it's going to be easy in OneNote to use, especially if you're like me and you like to clip certain items. Anyway, guys, I hope you enjoyed today's segment on the new OneNote redesign, because I think it's important to understand the applications out there and experiences that help you take notes across your day. So this is something that you will enjoy using, I'm pretty sure. So if you need to find everything on OneNote.com, it will all be available there so you can download them on different devices. So anyway, guys, make sure to have a great day. If you haven't favorited the station, hit favorite. And if you want to applaud, just applaud now, because that's where we'll be covering everything here, new daily features. Anyway, guys, make sure to have a great week. Keep productive. And see you guys very soon. Cheers.